This is an update with Sister Spade. Some of the top headlines. The invasion of Lebanon. Israel has been conducting deadly airstrikes on Lebanon daily. Was the genocide in Palestine really not enough that now it has to go to Lebanon and destroy Lebanon too? The martyrdom of Shahid Sayyid Nasrallah, the leader of the resistance of Lebanon. What a tragedy. And yet, despite the Sayyid's loss, despite the hole that the martyrdom of the Shahid has left on the Hezbollah and on Lebanon and on the world, the resistance will continue. Operation True Promise 2. The Islamic Republic of Iran launched a missile attack on the Zionist regime. Thank God, too, because every freedom-loving, justice-loving person was desperately waiting for this attack. The Rafah's Friday prayer in Tehran, in public, close to 7 million people. And this too, in the face of the threat that the Zionist regime and America promised to assassinate the Sayyid. Sayyid Ali Khamenei is truly the bravest and most courageous leader left. The 1 year anniversary of the Gaza genocide. Yes, how very unfortunate. Thousands murdered, thousands orphaned, thousands widowed, millions displaced and lost their homes. Someone is going to have to be answerable. America and Britain conducted airstrikes against Yemen. These airstrikes are flagrant violations of international law. Someone's doing Israel's dirty work. And don't any of these arrogant powers follow international law? Samuel Mina Jr. set himself on fire. The CBS journalist did so to protest the bias of the media in America. Now that is a serious protester. This was a quick update with Sister Spade, wherever you are.